910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer, at large in New Mexico.
I implore you to turn yourself in.
Law enforcement on a cross-country manhunt looking for 33-year-old Jeremy Smith, who they say killed one of their own in cold blood.
The last words Officer Hare uttered on this earth was to offer help.
Law enforcement say Smith is also a person of interest in the death of 52-year-old Fonicia Machado Four in Dillon County, South Carolina, a paramedic who was reported missing on Thursday and then found dead Friday.
ABC's Melissa Adan. Russians crowded outside polling stations at midday today, apparently heeding a noon against Putin protest called for by opposition leader Alexei Navalny before his death to protest against President Vladimir Putin, who's poised to extend his more than two decades in power. St. Patrick's Day parades today. New York held its parade yesterday. In Chicago, members of the Plumbers Union turned the Chicago River green. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. There's concern artificial intelligence could cause problems for the 2024 elections. Alex Gonzalez reports.
Shauna Broussard is a commissioner with the Federal Election Commission and contends disclosure efforts are an effective way to inform voters, but not infringe on First Amendment rights.
There's a big controversy that deals with First Amendment rights when you're dealing with speech, and particularly when dealing with political speech. But one thing that the courts have said that when it comes to disclosure, disclaimers are still okay.
Broussard says while a number of states have passed AI-related legislation, it should be regulated at the federal level. Digital watermarking and other alternatives have also been suggested, which Broussard says is a step in the right direction, but not sufficient to solve the problems AI is causing. Daryl West is a senior fellow with the Brookings Institution. He says while AI has presented unique and new challenges and does support legislation, he argues holding bad actors accountable with existing laws could be part of the solution.
We need to enforce them. We need to start prosecuting the worst offenders.
The Brookings Institution has also published a list of best practices for state election officials to follow, which include facilitating dialogue with voters and the public around potential challenges of AI, training election staff to use AI tools appropriately, as well as testing for and mitigating potential AI dangers before launching AI tools and services. I'm Alex Gonzalez. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Wisconsin headed to the finals. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers with a huge upset, beating number 3-ranked Purdue 76-75 in overtime. Head coach Greg Gard.
Obviously a terrific game, a terrific win for our team against a terrific Purdue team. The determination, the depth that we had to play with because of fouls, how guys stepped up and helped each other out, the execution out of timeouts, and at the end, the defensive play Chucky made there at the end to get a charge. You know, I can go down the list. Just a terrific March game, and excited to watch these guys mature and grow, and they're playing their best basketball right now. It's just where you want to be.
So the Badgers take on Illinois today at 2:30 in the finals for the Big Ten tournament at the Target Center in Minneapolis. In the Big East finals yesterday, Marquette losing to number 2-ranked UConn 73-57. The Golden Eagles finish the season with a record of 25-9. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of light snow, otherwise clouds and highs in the mid-20s. Winds out of the northwest, 15 to 20, gusting to 25. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the low teens, slight chance of light snow, still a bit breezy. For Monday, mostly cloudy and 31.
Currently, 17 degrees. Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
AM 1400 WRJN.
Music of the Stars on the air. St. Patrick's Day special. Thank you for being here, everybody. Top of the morning all over the world. Whether it's morning or not where you are. The greatest music ever is on the Music of the Stars. I'm your host, Lou Regani, till high noon on most of these civic media radio network stations.
Marching along in the big parade on St. Patrick's Day. I'll be up to me neck in shamrocks as I march along the way. I'll swing that old shillelagh as I wave to each colleen. I'll tilt me ear the better to hear the wearing of the green.
Oh, the Kelly's from Killarney, the Murphy's from Kildare.
The Hallahans and Callahans who came from County Clare.
There'll be folks from dear old Dublin all the way to County Cork.
They'll be marching in the big parade right here in Old New York. Oh, the mayor will be in the big parade, strutting high and grand. And behind him will march a thousand cops who come from Ireland. Those beautiful songs of Erin, the band will play them all. We'll march along, we'll sing in the song, the harp will carry us all. Those sons and daughters of Erin, 100,000 strong, will be singing the songs of Ireland as they march along. Their eyes will shine with laughter, their hearts will all be gay, when the Irish all turn out to celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
We'll be marching along in the big parade on St. Patrick's Day. Not for all of the tea in Dublin will I ever stay away.
I'll trip the light fantastic and how proud I'm gonna feel.
The band will play Go Witcha Go Way, a good old Irish reel.
There'll be Cooney Mulrooney and Mickey O'Dowd cutting up capers and pleasing the crowd. Hogan and Rogan will kick up their heels, singing and dancing the jigs and the reels. The Connells, O'Donnells and Larry O'Toole, Maloney, Mahoney and Lefty O'Doul. Devil a man as happy as they on St. Patrick's Day. I'll be marching along in the big parade, twinkle in me eye.
We'll be proud as a thousand peacocks with our heads up in the sky.
I'll be there, you can bet you, when the band begins to play. And the Irish all turn out to celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Here's Dennis Day, Pete King's Orchestra.
50 years ago, me father left old Erin Shore. He landed his shillelagh in hand and divil a penny more. He got a job and then a wife and then a family. But ups he dies and left his old shillelagh stick to me.
Sure, it's the same old shillelagh me father brought from Ireland.
used to take it to bed with him, he'd never part with it.
And nibble a bit, we'd laugh at it, poor dad would have a fit.
Sure, with the same old shillelagh, me father could lick a dozen men. As fast as they got up, be golly, he'd knock them down again. And many's the time he used it on me, for I make me understand. It's the same old shillelagh me father's brought from Ireland. I'm going on the police force, it's the only thing to do. Instead of having one night's tick, be golly, I'll have two. If there's a fight, I'll do it right, no one will bother me. I'll have the old shillelagh stick me father left to me.
Sure as the same old shillelagh me father brought from Ireland. And devil a man was proud and easy, what was it in his hand?
He used to take it to bed with him, he'd never part with it.
And devil a bit, we'd laugh at it, for Jack would have a bit.
Sure with the same old shillelagh me father could lick a dozen men. As fast as they got up, be golly, he'd knock them down again. And many's the time he used it on me, for to make me understand.
It's the same old shillelagh me father brought from Ireland.
Ginny Toogan gave a party, sure it ended in a brawl. Poor Callahan was in a chair when they threw it through the wall. Muldoon cried out, 'tis very plain that peace will have to be, or else I'll use the stick me dear old father used of me.
Sure as the same old shillelagh me father brought from Ireland. And devil a man was prouder than easy what with it in his hand.
He used to take it to bed with him, he'd never part with it.
And devil a bit, we'd laugh at it, for that would have a bit.
Sure with the same old shillelagh me father could lick a dozen men. As fast as they got up, he got it, he'd knock them down again. And many's the time he used it on me, for to make me understand.
It's the same old shillelagh me father brought from Ireland.
Stars. WRJN and across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and across the world at civicmedia.us. And afterwards, there's even more. We're podcast civicmedia.us. It's an honor to be on the Civic Media Radio Network. Some of the greatest artists ever, current, past, and maybe even future. Here's a current one. It's Angel Specha. Regular feature at the Green Mill Lounge, Chicago, on Broadway. And her dad does the arrangements. Maurice Specha. I'm Lou Regani. On till high noon central on most of these Civic Media Radio Network stations.
You're feeling fancy free. Come wander through the world with me. And any place we chance to be will be our rendezvous. Two for the road. We'll travel through the years, collecting precious memories, selecting souvenirs and living life the way we please. In summertime, the sun will shine. In winter we'll drink summer wine. And every day that you are mine will be a lovely day. As long as love still wears a smile, I know that we'll be two for the road. And that's a long, long while. Feeling fancy free, come wander through the world with me, and any place we chance to be will be our rendezvous. Two for the road, we'll travel through the years, collecting precious memories, collecting souvenirs, and living life the way we please. In summertime, the sun will shine. In winter, we'll drink summer wine. And every day that you are mine will be a
speech. Two for the road. Welcome, everybody. It's our special once a year with, well, St. Patrick's Day, and I got to tell you, one of my favorite Irish movies, you'd never guess. And you won't believe me when I do tell you. Here it comes. Tear Gas Squad. And he's thinking, oh, Irish, yes. It's, don't be fooled by the title. It's a great, great musical. And just to prove it, here's Ben Mankiewicz.
Hi there, thanks for joining us. I'm Ben Mankiewicz. During the 1930s and 40s, Warner Brothers was famous for its tough, gritty crime dramas, films like The Public Enemy, Little Caesar, The Maltese Falcon. But every once in a while, the studio would use a crime story as the basis for something lighter in tone. And up next, we have just such a movie, a crime story that also features a healthy dose of music and some romance. From 1940, it's Tear Gas Squad. Dennis Morgan stars as a nightclub crooner who falls for a beautiful blonde. Turns out her old man is on the police force, so to prove himself worthy, Morgan joins the department as well. Dennis Morgan, real name Stanley Mourner, is best remembered today for his roles in musicals. Morgan had a terrific singing voice, which he gets several opportunities to showcase in Tear Gas Squad. Morgan's co-star here, John Payne, was also a popular musical star, as was the film's producer, Brian Foy. Foy was the son of the famous vaudeville entertainer Eddie Foy, and for much of his childhood, young Brian Foy performed with his siblings on stage, billed as the Seven Little Foys. Once he grew up, Brian Foy walked away from the stage to make movies. He wrote screenplays, directed comedy shorts, and ultimately became a producer, mostly of low-budget quickies, like the one you're about to see now. As the head of the Warner Brothers B movie unit, Brian Foy churned out so many low-budget projects, he eventually became known as the Keeper of the Bees. Well, here is one of his bees, from 1940, also featuring Gloria Dixon, Tear Gas Squad.
Patients are more than their disease. That's why for over 100 years, Novo Nordisk has focused on treatments to defeat chronic and rare diseases and help everyone meet their moment. Your disease doesn't define you, so what will? Novo Nordisk, driving change.
Really, you don't?
Dennis Morgan, the star of Tear Gas Squad, is from Prentice, Wisconsin. And George Reeves is in the picture. It's coming. Hold tight.
Calling all cars. Be on lookout for two men, black sedan, license unknown, attempted to rob safe in Harbor District. One man believed wounded, maybe members of Rock's Dawson gang.
Looks on my...
Hello, operator. Give me the nearest police station, quick.
Here's George Reeves. As a druggist, Tommy McCabe, the younger brother of an entertainer at the Monterey Club. That's Dennis. Here's Dennis Morgan.
Nicholas.
I've been waiting for you to drop out and see us. A big hero like you lends prestige to the place.
Cut the hero stuff. Tommy gives you all the prestige you need around here. Where is he anyhow?
He's back in the dressing room. He'll be on in 5 minutes.
Thanks, Nick.
Lois, do you think it was a smart idea for us to come here alone?
Well, why not? This is a very respectable place.
I know, but I don't think it was a good idea.
Oh, forget it. Eat your sandwich. You've got to get 60 cents worth of enjoyment out of it.
Hiya, Tommy.
Hiya, gangbuster. What brings you out in this nightlife?
Just the modest desire to tell my silver-voiced brother that I'm the proud and sole owner of a brand-new drugstore.
No kidding?
Yeah.
You finally got it, eh? Oh, boy, that's swell. Now I get my toothpaste wholesale, eh?
That isn't all you get, Tommy. Don't forget you pay to make me a pill mixer.
Ah, it's a lot easier singing for a living than it is selling soap and cough drops.
How do I look, eh?
Well, you look like a cop to me. Listen, you pill slinger, you take care of your bromides while I take the chilblains out of those who pay the cover charge.
That's not a bad idea. I bet I can sell a lot of aspirin around here after you get through singing.
Listen, you ought to be proud to have a brother like me. Here I am spreading happiness, cheer, and song.
Come down to the drugstore afterwards. I know just the cure for a thing like that.
I'm going on pretty soon. You want to stick around?
No, I'm
going to
go back to the store. If I'm late now, it's on my own time.
See you later, kid.
So long, darling.
I'm an officer of the law in Central Park. You'll find me with the nursemaids there. And confidentially, I'm the answer to a nursemaid's prayer. As I'm strolling along the park, they all remark that I'm the guy they'd like to meet. I'm quite a devil with the ladies, a nursemaid's treat. It's the same with every pretty miss. They know that I am allergic to their beauty. When they ask me if I'd like a kiss, an officer must always do his duty. If a lady should need my aid, don't be afraid. You'll always find me standing by. A lady's man who does the best he can, an officer of the law am I. It's the same with every pretty miss. They know that I'm allergic to their beauty. When they ask me if I'd like a kiss, I only did my duty. If a lady should need my aid, don't be afraid. You'll always find me standing by. A lady's man who does the best he can, an officer of the law am I.
Say, young lady, striking an officer is a very serious offense. The penalty is...
I guess that's what you'd call cupping a kiss.
That's Gloria Dixon, and I'm going to have more songs from Tear Gas Squad in just a bit. Let's have another one from Angel Speech Up, The Music of the Stars.
Se calla come i baci che ho perduto, sei piena di un amore che è passato, che il cuore mio vorrebbe cancellare. Estate, il sole che ogni giorno ci scaldava, che splendidi dipingeva. Adesso brucia solo con furore. Tornerà un altro inverno, cadranno mille petali di rose. Tornerà. Addio l'estate.
Thank you.
neve coprirà tutte le cose. E forse un po' di pace tornerà. Il suo profumo ad ogni fiore, l'estate che ha creato il nostro amore, per farmi poi morire di dolore.
Estate.
Hello, beautiful.
Oh, good evening, Mr. McCain. Come in.
I'm sorry I'm late. I've been thinking about you ever since last night.
Oh, really?
But on the way over, I got held up.
Oh, a stick-up?
No, cops. They couldn't find anything else to do, so they picked on me to give a traffic ticket to.
Oh, I see.
If there's one thing in life I hate, it's cops. They're always in your hair, asking questions, trying to be important.
Why, Mr. McCabe, it sounds like you have a personal grudge against the law.
Oh, not particularly. I just think there are a lot of dopes that couldn't get a job doing anything else. So they put on a uniform, take graft in one hand, and tickle nursemaids with the other. You know, like the act I do down at the club.
Yeah.
Well, why do we stay here talking about flat feet? Let's go somewhere where we can hold hands.
Well, maybe later, but right now I want you to meet my family.
Why not? I suppose you've told them all about me.
Of course I have.
They've probably been waiting all evening to meet me, haven't they?
They certainly have. Yes, they certainly have. This is my father, Lieutenant Timothy Sullivan. Dad's on the chief's staff. And this is Andy and Pat, my two cousins. Andy's on the homicide squad, and Pat's the Central Bureau detective. Mother, this is Mr. McCabe.
I'm glad to meet you all. It's a nice evening, isn't it?
Haven't I seen you someplace before?
Who, me?
Yeah, you. I think it was in the last lineup.
Oh, no, no. You must be mistaken. You see, I've never been arrested.
Oh, yes, Andy. You have Mr. McCabe all wrong. He's only a nightclub singer.
What kind of songs do you do, young man?
Well, plain and fancy and sweet and
sour.
You know, Daddy, I think the song he does best of all is the one about the policeman.
What about policemen?
Yeah.
Well, this one kisses nursemaids in the park.
I've heard about that one.
Me too.
Yeah.
Don't you think we ought to be going?
Oh, no. I want you to sing for Mother and Daddy before we go.
Oh, not tonight.
Why not tonight?
Oh, I know. He needs a uniform. Give me your coat, Andy.
I can't sing without a piano. You haven't got a piano.
Oh, yes, we have.
And a fine.
Yes, and it's all paid for, too. Hey, Timothy?
It is that. Now, let's have it.
When Irish eyes are smiling, sure it is like a morning spring. In the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. And when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they steal your heart away.
When Irish eyes are smiling, sure it is like a morning spring. In the lilt of my
Cousin by marriage, Leo. He's on a pension now. You know, the family tradition.
Hello, Jerry, darling.
Hello, Bill.
And the women are married.
What's all the celebrating about?
We have company tonight.
Oh, that's too bad. I kind of thought maybe we'd be alone. I had a few things I want to talk to you about.
Maybe later.
Now, you take me daughter, Jerry. Why, she wouldn't think of choosing a husband that didn't wear the uniform.
Is that so?
Hi, Morrissey.
Oh, hello, Bill.
Good evening, big boy.
Hello, darling.
Bill, I'd like you to meet Mr. McCabe.
We've met.
Hello, Sarge. The Sarge gave me a traffic ticket on the way over tonight. But I figured Jerry was worth speeding for.
Where do you get that Jerry stuff?
Oh, we met last night, Bill. Mr. McCabe sings in a nightclub.
Oh. So you're the guy that kissed her.
Bill.
Tommy boy. Tommy's a fine lad. You'll treat him like a brother when you get to know him.
Yeah, and wait until you hear him sing.
Oh, his voice is clear as the lakes of Killarney.
Let's have another song.
Oh, yes. Do that now, will you?
All right. You better get out of here while you're still in one piece.
Jerry wouldn't like to hear you talk like that, Sarge.
Jerry's a Sullivan, and a Sullivan likes anything cops do.
Bill.
Yeah. Yeah, I found that out last night.
And my dad came from Ireland too. Then they both settled down here in little old New York, and they dreamed of the day I'd meet you.
Can't be sure we'll be in the morning.
Star. Special feature, Angel's Speech of Chicago. On the air. We're on till high noon on most of these civic media radio stations. Still to come, a feature on Steve Lawrence. Keyboard.
Okay, admittedly, maybe not a great movie, and we know that because it's called Tear Gas Squad, but there wasn't a tear gas squad in the movie. And for that matter, with one exception, there wasn't much tear gas either. On the plus side, there were several familiar faces in the cast, including George Reeves and John Hamilton. If you're a big superhero fan or just watched a lot of classic TV, you may remember that Reeves and Hamilton co-starred together on The Adventures of Superman for much of the 1950s. Reeves played Clark Kent and Superman, of course. Spoiler, they're the same guy. John Hamilton played the editor of the Daily Planet newspaper, Perry White. But both actors got their start playing supporting roles in low-budget B-movies like the one we just saw.
A duo that dominated TV variety shows in the 60s and the 70s.
Shields and Yarnell.
Not Shields and Yarnell.
Oh.
Rather, they were married and they sang, not Sonny and Cher, but the much more traditional Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet.
The you was where it's at, cause you made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life.
Edie passed away a few years ago, but we lost Steve Lawrence, handsome and talented and very funny, yesterday. Here's Steve with Johnny Carson.
Where have you been, John? I haven't seen you in a long time.
Is that women?
You have a great frustration to sing.
No, that's a song that I could do well, you see. I always feel that when you got strings like that, you know.
Come over here.
No, I don't.
Come on.
I'm not going to be funny. I'm going to sing.
Maybe they know something you don't.
The song starts out.
It's very clear.
It's very clear.
Our love is here to stay. Not for a year, forever and a day.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah. Steve had a slew of their there are some fabulous tips, that, clips that Tim Conway Jr. posted last night of Steve with his dad, Tim Conway. He had so many fans, my mother among them, and modern fans too. This from Seth MacFarlane yesterday. He wrote this. This guy has been a musical hero of mine for years. His effortless baritone, superb phrasing, made the most difficult song sound easy. He was a profound influence. And when I actually got to meet him one night after doing a show in Vegas, I learned that he was also as nice and humble a guy as there ever was. Thanks for believing behind so many incredible recordings, Steve. You'll be missed. Carol Burnett weighing in, too, on Steve Lawrence. Steve was one of my favorite guests on my variety show. He appeared 39 times. He was also my very close friend, so close I considered him family. He will always be in my heart. It's funny, I actually thought that his passing would generate more attention, but I think the fact that he was popular sort of at a period a while ago, he's probably outlived many of his fans, 88 years of age. Wow.
Of the stars. We're on till high noon on most of these civic media radio stations. How about the country gentlemen? Have we done that late? No, I don't believe we have. Here they are. Irish Spring. Civic Media radio stations. This is the Music of the Stars. I'm Lou Regani. What about another Italian singing Irish songs? Connie Francis.
It seems like only yesterday I sailed from County Cork. A wanderer from Erin's Isle, I landed in New York. There wasn't a soul to greet me there, a stranger on your shore. Was with me here and riches came galore. And now that I'm going back again to dear old Erin's Isle, my friends will meet me on the pier and greet me with a smile. Their faces sure I've almost forgot I've been so long away, but my mother will introduce them all and this to me she'll say. Shake hands with your Uncle Mike, my girl, and here's your sister Kate, and there's the boy who used to swing you by the garden gate. Shake hands with all the neighbors and kiss the laddies all. You're as welcome as the flowers in May to dear old Donegal.
Stand by for news.
It seems like only yesterday since I sailed from out of Cork. A wanderer from Erin's Isle, I landed in New York. There wasn't a soul to greet me there, for a stranger on the shore. But the Irish luck was with me, boys, and riches came galore. And now that I'm going back again to dear old Erin's Isle, me friends will greet me on the pier, they'll greet me with a smile. There'll be faces there that I never knew, I've been so long away, but me mother...
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.